a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
We're pleased to welcome Arash Markazi from Las Vegas, still at Allegiant Stadium, so it might be a little noisy, a little background noise there as he finishes up writing for the Sporting Tribune. Wow, let's talk about the end first, Arash. How did things change in the late stages inside Allegiant Stadium?
You know, it was really that muffed punt, you know, that really changed the complexion of the game, because you're 100% right. That first half happens, and I'm turning to my colleagues and saying, you know, this reminds me of the Los Angeles Rams, New England Patriots Super Bowl, which was, you know, 13-3, and you're thinking, like, what the heck happened here? And so, really, in the second half, it totally flipped. And the game was close, but it really didn't get going until that muffed punt, and then that totally changed everything. And the excitement at the end. I mean, again, it was a slow build, a little bit like the week here in Las Vegas, where it was raining and storming and gloomy, and then less. And by the end of the week, I think it was nice. So, what an amazing finale to the first ever Super Bowl right here in Las Vegas.
I had heard that it would be about 75% Niners fans inside Allegiant Stadium. What did it sound like to you?
You know what? I was trying to figure that out myself. I thought it was 60-40 San Francisco. I mean, hard to tell, right? I mean, clearly by the end of the game, it sounded like majority Chiefs fans. But that's what tends to happen. Again, a sea of red is kind of interesting, because when these two teams played here this season, I think San Francisco came into Vegas during the preseason. And as you know, the Chiefs always come here once a year. It's a sea of red. It is the opposing fans to take over. So same thing happened. I thought it was 60-40, but hard to tell.
Certainly did seem like there were plenty of vocal fans on both sides as I was walking around Vegas most of the week. By Wednesday, it felt like they were well represented.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, these two teams travel very well. This is a second time in 4 years that they're playing each other amid the game. And so it is one of those things where you know that consistently these fan bases will show up. I do think, though, when you're a Chiefs fan and, you know, this is their fourth Super Bowl in 5 years, maybe you might take a year off or something like that. But there was definitely more San Francisco fans. Again, very short flight, not that bad of a drive. So, again, more San Francisco fans, though.
Arash Markazi is with us from Las Vegas in the wake of Super Bowl 58, the second to go into overtime, covering it for the Sporting Tribune, and it's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. There's been a lot of talk about Vegas as a host for the Super Bowl. Even though the city hosts pretty much every other sporting event on the planet, even now getting a new baseball team or preparing for a baseball stadium, there's a champion hockey team there, of course, the WNBA. But how did you think the city represented for what is the grandest stage in U.S. sports?
You know, I thought they did a very good job. You know, when you ask people, you know, what makes a good host city, they talk about the footprint. You know, once I land and once I get to my hotel, how much commuting will I have to make? You know, I'll give you an example. I love Los Angeles. You fly into LAX, you have to take a car to West Hollywood or the South Bay or the Valley or downtown or whatever. When you're in Vegas, you're in Vegas. So the media stayed at the Luxor. The Mandalay Bay was the media center. Across the bridge was the Allegiant Stadium. basically, like, everything was confined to the Las Vegas Strip. So I thought it was fantastic.
I will say that I agree with you there. Not having to have a car other than to go to our local affiliate where I was hosting my show, but being able to walk everywhere. However, it does take a long time to walk. First time in Vegas, yeah. I didn't realize how much walking there would be, Arash.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, it really depends on what kind of a walk is, because I always tell people, you really cannot, it's not a comfortable walk. So you're 100% right, Amy. So, you know, I usually suggest people, like, if it's a couple of hotels, that's fine. But if you're trying to go from the Luxor to the Wynn, that's not a walk.
No. Arash Markazi is with us from Las Vegas. You spend part of your time there. How much buzz was there leading into this game?
A ton of buzz. And again, this was such a big moment for Las Vegas. Again, to your point, they've hosted big events. They are a pro sports town. There's something different about being the host of a Super Bowl. It's normally the best place to be if you can't go to the game. For the first time ever, they've hosted the game, and talking to folks around the league, they love it. And, you know, we don't know when it's going to come back. It'll probably be, you know, 6, 7, 8 years. But this will be in that rotation with Los Angeles and South Beach and Tampa and things like that. And so the buzz was incredible. I mean, I think Vegas was very proud to host this game.
Did you see many Raiders fans around, considering it's the Chiefs in the Super Bowl?
I did, and it was hard for them to talk trash because, again, their team's not in the playoffs or not in the Super Bowl. So they were talking a little bit of trash, but I saw them around town, certainly, yes.
Arash Markazi is with us from Las Vegas, where the Chiefs are Super Bowl champions again. And it was interesting, on the post-game stage, Patrick Mahomes was asked about being an underdog, and he said, we're definitely not underdogs to anyone. What else does it take for the Chiefs to prove that to people, that they do not play second fiddle, ever?
That was the most surprising thing this week, Amy, and really the past 2 weeks, where I knew that the 49ers would begin as the favorites, but that line never really budged. It, you know, went from, you know, 2.5 to 2 to 1 to 1. The 49ers were always the favorite according to the Las Vegas sportsbook. But, you know, you talk to people around town and pundits and, like, the experts. I mean, they all picked the Chiefs basically because they said you can't bet against Patrick Mahomes. And so it is amazing that in this game where the Chiefs were playing for the 3rd Super Bowl in 5 years and playing in the 4th Super Bowl in 5 years, that they were the underdogs.
It's true about Patrick Mahomes, and we did see him come through with some perfect throws, some scrambles, even some designed first down runs. So that is true. However, Andy Reid mentioned the defense, first of all. We know this Chiefs championship is hallmarked by the defense. So what stood out to you about the other side of the ball?
I really thought Kyle Shanahan, having been in the spot, would go for the jugular, would go for the win. By the way, he did that once, you know, going for it on fourth down instead of the tie. But really a tough situation for Kyle Shanahan. Now, third time, once as a coordinator, twice as a head coach, blowing a double-digit lead in the Super Bowl. Just a tough spot for him.
Yeah, of course, if you think about the different Super Bowls he's been in now, and both of the ones that have ended up in overtime, he's been on the wrong end of.
Exactly. Great, great point. And I thought, like, how, you know, I mean, this was such a big moment for him, and he really did think that this was his time. And I got a chance to speak with him this week, and he just felt differently. You know, yeah. So I just kept thinking about that as the game was progressing. I'm like, oh, man, like the playing for the tie and not for the win.
I know Vegas sees a lot of superstars. Does that mean that Taylor Swift, not that exciting? Or let's see, LeBron was in town, Usher, obviously. Or does Las Vegas just absorb the stars?
No, I mean, listen, it's part of Las Vegas now. And so, I mean, but listen, Taylor Swift is in another stratosphere. Everyone was kind of tracking her flight status, apparently, you know, coming from Tokyo to Los Angeles to Vegas. So it was a very big deal that she was there and on the field. And obviously they shared a moment post-game. But listen, in a city of stars, Taylor Swift is certainly the biggest superstar.
What did you think of the halftime show, Arash?
I thought it was fantastic. I had heard he might bring out some friends. That, for a kid who grew up in the 1990s and loves hip-hop, I mean, that was an amazing halftime show. for my money, and I know this is like everyone has their different tastes. I mean, that was a top five halftime show for me, but that's because of the music I grew up with. So I was very pumped about that.
Yeah, I really did enjoy it myself, actually. I was bebopping in my living room.
That's right.
Well, I know that you still have some work to do, so we will let you go. But you can find Arash Markazi on Twitter with his name, Arash Markazi, and he's the founder and CEO of Sporting Tribune. Half the year in Las Vegas, where it's just crowned a new champion in the NFL. It's always good to catch up with you. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Thank you so much, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor.
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.